This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India and Sri Lanka today exchanged protocol amending agreement between the two countries for avoidance of double taxation and prevention of fiscal evasion with respect to taxes and income. Both sides also exchanged MOU on training and capacity building of civil servants of Sri Lanka. The agreements were exchanged after bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and visiting Sri Lankan President Anura Kumara Dissanayake in New Delhi. Both leaders held discussions on the issues of mutual interest. A grant assistance of $14.9 million for the signalling project in Maho Anuradhapura section was also announced on the occasion. In his press statement, Prime Minister Modi expressed happiness that Mr. Dissanayake has chosen India for his first foreign visit as president. He said both sides also discussed issues related to the livelihood of fishermen. The Rajya Sabha today began a special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India with Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman leading the charge from the Treasury bench to target the opposition on the issues of freedom of expression and protecting the Constitution. Initiating the discussion, Ms. Sitharaman targeted the Congress for imposing emergency in the country, saying the term of the Lok Sabha was extended during the emergency without proper justification, and during the extended term, the entire opposition was put to jail. The minister said it is time to reaffirm commitment to build India that will uphold the spirit enshrined in this sacred document. Participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the House, Mallikarjun Kharge, accused the government of undermining the Constitution. He said it is the Congress which has given universal adult franchise rights to the people to vote. On the issue of employment, Mr. Kharge alleged that the centre has failed to fulfil its promises of providing 2 crore jobs every year. The Lok Sabha today took up the discussion on the supplementary demands for grants, first batch for 2024-25. The government has sought approval of Parliament to authorise gross additional expenditure of over 87,762 crore rupees. Out of this, the proposals involve net cash outgo aggregate to 44,142 crore rupees for payments of debts, liabilities and interest rates. Initiating the discussion, K.C. Venugopal of Congress alleged that the wages in key sectors like IT, logistic, retail, FMCG and banking have not risen significantly over the last few years. He said the employment rate in urban areas is 6.4% during July to September this year. Dr. Sanjay Jaiswal of BJP said the government is demanding 25,000 crore rupees for the farmers under the supplementary demands for grants. He said around 4,50,000 crore rupees is being given as subsidy to the poor and farmers of the country in 2024-25. Vijay Diwas was celebrated across the country today to commemorate India's victory over Pakistan in 1971 war. Rich tributes were paid to the martyrs who laid down their lives during the war. The end of the war also resulted in subsequent secession of East Pakistan into Bangladesh. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today paid tribute to the valiant soldiers of the 1971 war on the occasion of Vijay Diwas. To mark the day, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh also laid a wreath at the National War Memorial in New Delhi. In Chhattisgarh, 2 important MOUs were signed in Raipur today in the presence of Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah. An MOU was signed between Chhattisgarh State Minor Forest Produce Cooperative Union Limited and National Cooperative Organics Limited. Another agreement was signed between the Government of Chhattisgarh and the National Dairy Development Board for the development of the dairy sector. India were 51 for 4 in their first innings at the end of rain-marred day 3 of the third test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy against Australia at the Gabba in Brisbane. The visitors are still trailing by 394 runs based on the first innings. Earlier host Australia were all out at 445 runs in their first innings. The 5-match series currently remains tied at 1-1. And that is the end of this news bulletin.